请大家先翻开圣经启示录。
Let us first turn to Revelations.
第七章
，Chapter Seven，
十三节到十七节。
Verse 13 to 17。
启示录第七章十三节。
Revelation Chapter Seven, Verse 17。
十三节。
Chapter Seven, Verse 13。
长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呢？”是从哪里来的？十四节。
14。
那我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人啊，是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗净的。”十五节。
15。
所以他们在神的宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。做宝座的要用帐幕披覆他们。十六节。
16。
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也不伤害他们。十七节。
17。
因为宝座中的羔羊并牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神必擦去他们一切的眼泪。这就是我们在读这个启示录。
Recently, we're starting to study the book of Revelations.
刚刚读到十四节呀，说这些人是从大患难中出来的啊，那个人呢是很受感动。
And when we study this verse, verse 14 says, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. I was greatly moved.
因为我们很难想象说那个大患难是一个怎么样的情况。
Because it's hard for us to even imagine what type of great tribulation that was. That is,
我们现在可能把这个患难呢定义成为我们人哈，在每天生活上难免会碰到一些不顺利的事情。
We may relate this tribulations to some of the problem in our daily life.
比如说接到警察开的罚单呢。
For example, we might think that a ticket from the policeman is one of the tribulations.
所以让我们觉得今天怎么那么的倒霉。
We might feel like very unlucky that day.
还是我们的生病。
Or maybe our illness.
还是我们不能够通过第一次的考试。
Or maybe that we fail our test.
所以很多其实生活上很小的事情我们把它定位是我们的患难。
Sometimes these small matters in our daily life, we treat it as a tribulation.
其实圣经所说的患难是不是指的这一些呢？
But is this great tribulation referring to these things?
我们来看看当时他们所经历的大患难到底是指的什么。
Let's look at what is the great tribulation that was referred in this Bible.
请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32.
希伯来书第十章，对不起，第十章三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32.
三十二节
，Verse 32，
你们要追念往日蒙的光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，那三十三节
，Verse 33，
那一边被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一边陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，三十四节
，Verse 34，
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。所以我们想想，当时他们所受的困难是怎么的困难呢
？So from these verses, we could see what type of tribulation that they encountered.
他们是被捆锁的困难呢
？That their encounter where they were chained.
那谁在捆锁他们呢
？And who were who came to chain them?
谁有权力的捆绑一个人
？Who has authority to chain the person?
把他下到监牢里头
，and to put them into prisons.
那当然就是政府。有公权力的人呢
？Perhaps it's the government.
所以这个是有关政治的逼迫。
So these are political tribulation.
因此当时的人呢，就可能基督徒就做了二等的公民呢。
So those Christians at that time may be a second-class citizens.
所以他们所走到之处到处受人家的排挤。
So wherever they go, they have been pushed out.
那家庭的经济不能够得到保障
，and that their family financial cannot be assured，
个人的生活呢也不能够得到安全的保障
，and their lives cannot be secured。
所以我们看他们的家业呢被人家抢去了
And therefore, we see that their goods were plundered by others.
那得不到正义的伸张啊。
And they could not receive justice.
所以我们想想，假如我们的房子被人抢走了。
So we could imagine if our house been plundered by others.
他又不能够得到法院的正义伸张。
And we cannot receive justice by the government.
他就白白的看着我们所辛苦赚来买了一栋房子。
So we could only see that the house that we strive to purchase.
那就平白的落到别人的手中。
That it becomes someone else's property.
我们的心情怎么样呢？
What kind of feeling will we have?
啊，这个还是小事情呢。
So this is small matter.
大家请看十一章。
Let's continue to read chapter
11. 希伯来书十一章的三十五节。
Hebrew chapter 11 verse 35.
希伯来书三十一章十五节。
Hebrew chapter 11 verse 15.
啊，三十五。
35.
要富人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放。你看，为了真理的原因呢，他们不向信仰妥协。
That for justice they do not give in for their religions.
啊，宁可被关在监牢里。
That they rather to be imprisoned.
不妥协的。
They will not give in.
说啊，为要得着更美的复活。
So that they will receive a better resurrection.
因为这些受严刑的人啊，可能严刑一两天、三四天以后啊，他们可能就会面临死亡啊。
Because after a couple of days of imprisonment and torture, they may face death.
三十六节。
36。
又有人忍受戏弄啊、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各样的磨练。三十七节。
Verse 37。
被石头打死，被锯子锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害。三十八节。
38。
在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本就世上不配有的人。你看这些人，好像存在社会上的权利都没有了。
So these people seems like they don't even have their personal rights in their society.
啊，一等的公民啊，那些不信主的人嘛，认为这些人呐、啊、就是社会上的渣子。
And those first class citizens, those unbelievers, see that these Christians are rubbish in the society.
啊，他们存在社会上是没有用的。
And that they are worthless in this society.
So, 必须要把他们铲除。
And so they wanted to uproot these Christians.
这个就是他们当时遭遇的大患难。
So this is the great tribulations that they encountered.
啊，根据这个野史哈，野史不是正史，不是圣经的啊。
And so some of the recordings.
那这个根据维经，就是不是圣经里的记载的，根据这个故事啊，说啊，约翰，也就是启示录的作者那个约翰呢、啊。他有一次也是被罗马的政府、啊、抓起来，然后他准备一个很大的锅、啊、那个里面装满了油，就要把它放在油锅里头了。
And so there were a story that were recorded in some other historical recordings that John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, he once was about to be put into a pot of oil, boiling oil.
啊，本来就是把它煮烂。
And they wanted to cook him.
啊，看他怎么还去传福音呢、啊、
？And see how he could still continue to preach the gospel.
啊，结果故事这么说啊，他经过神的帮助。
And so the story goes like this: that、啊、after he received the help from God,
啊，他就逃离了。
And he ran away from that torture.
啊，他就没有被那些热滚滚的油了，这煮烂的。
So he was not, he escaped from that torture of hot oil.
啊，后来可能又被抓。
And then later he might, he probably got captured again.
啊，没有用什么好的方法来处置他，只好就把他放在一个孤岛上。
And there's no other ways of punishment, so they just put him in a on an island.
啊，就让他自生自灭。
And then for him to live and die on that island.
啊，那个岛呢，在启示录的第一章啊。
So in Revelation chapter 1, it records this island.
那说是这个拔摩的海岛上，拔摩那个岛叫做拔摩岛。
And that island is Palmas.
那么就是要让他能够自生自灭呢。
Is that which means that he is to live and die alone on that island?
啊，可能这个岛上啊也没有吃的 没有在卖衣服。
And maybe that is a desolated island. There's no shops, no food.
所以我们看约翰本身是经过大患难的人。
So we could see that John himself went through a great tribulation.
所以他能够体贴这些遭遇大患难的信徒们。
So he could understand these Christians that went through these great tribulations.
因为当时的罗马皇帝对基督徒并没有什么好感。
Because the Roman emperor did not have good understanding of these Christians.
因此这些不信主的人也就很放胆地去逼迫基督徒。
And so these unbelievers were bold to persecute Christians.
作为一个牧者，当然在这个时候要想办法来鼓励他的信徒，他的群羊啊。
And of course, as a shepherd, he needs to take care and encourage his sheep.
因此，神就感动他写了启示录的第七章这个道理。
And that's why God moved John to wrote this. This truth and gospel in chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章十三节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 13.
那长老中有一位就问约翰说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呢？是从哪里来的？”
And so one of the elders answered, asking John, "Who are this arrayed in white robes? Where do they come from?"
十四节。
14.
那约翰说：“主啊，你是知道的，你知道的。”
And so John said to answer him, Lord, you know.
知道又要问他,
but if you know, then why you ask me?
问他不是要让他难看,
to ask him is not to embarrass him,
就是要让他注意,
but to take heed.
也就等于我们经常圣经看到说看啊看啊就是要他注意看。
And just like when we are looking at the Bible, reading the Bible, often it says heed, the warning.
所以圣经说，这些人是从大患难中出来的。
And so these people, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
这些穿白衣的人就是从患难中出来的。
And so these people that were wearing white robes came out of this great tribulation.
所以这些人就是穿着白衣的。
So these people all wear white robes.
那什么时候穿白衣呢？
What does it mean to wear white robes?
请看启示录。
Let's continue to read Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章第四节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 4.
启示录三章第四节。
Chapter 3 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
男儿在撒迪，你还要举名啊，是未曾污秽自己衣服的啊，未曾污秽哦，没有弄脏自己衣服的。 他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。第五节，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，而且要在我父的面前和我父众使者的面前认他的名。那这里谁是穿白衣的呢？
So here it records who are these people that wears white robes?
就是没有污秽过自己的人。
There are those who have not defiled their garments.
所以可见这些人本来就是穿白衣的。
So we see that these are the ones that wears white robe.
因为本来有一件白衣穿在身体上。
So originally they already have this white robe on them.
不管是碰到怎么样的恶劣的环境， 污秽的环境。
No matter how defiled or dirty the environment is.
他们的社会环境可能很艰难，可能是。 不承认耶稣基督的。
Maybe their social environment is very defiled. They are unbelievers. They don't believe in Christ.
他们的生活环境也是很不敬虔的。
And their lives are sinful and impious.
本来是很容易遭受到污染的。
And that they could easily fall into that sin.
但这些人呢，却能够保持圣洁。
But these people could keep their holiness.
保持自己的衣服啊，仍然是洁白的。
That they kept their robe to be white and undefiled.
所以，当我们信主归入基督耶稣。
And so, therefore, when we believe in Christ and belong to Christ.
当我们在接受洗礼的那一个时刻。
After our baptism.
我们以前所有的不义啊，不管做过什么多恶的事情。
All the unrighteousness and sins that we have committed in the past.
都经过主耶稣基督的宝血把我们洗净的。
Through the blood of Christ, it washed all that away.
所以那个时候我们就穿一件细麻衣。
So from that day, that point on, we wear this white robe.
这个是白色的。
And that is it's in fine linen.
因此有些信徒啊，他们没有玷污自己的衣服。
And that's why there are some members that did not defile their garments.
那只要是在他的信仰的旅程当中一直保守圣洁。
And so if they kept this garment white and holy throughout their journey.
所以当然他们还在持续一直保持他们的衣服洁白，一直持续穿着这件。
They have to continuously to keep this cloth white and undefiled.
再请看第七章第九节。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7 verse 9.
七章九节。
Chapter 7 verse 9.
此后我观看，看见有许多的人，没有人能够数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，所拿的装束之啊，这些身穿白衣呢，也是保持自己圣洁的人。
So these people also wear white robes. They are the one that kept their clothes white.
因为这是神的恩典，我们受洗的时候说给我们一件白衣服来穿。
This is the grace of God that when we are baptized, after we are baptized, He gave us this white robe to wear.
装束啊，就是代表得胜的意思。
And the palm branches represents victory.
所以圣经的中间思想都是一致的。
And so all the teaching in the Bible are consistent.
凡是胜过这些引诱挑战的人。
And all those who can overcome all these tribulations and temptations.
他们就有权柄继续穿着。白色的衣服。
Then they have the authority to continue to wear this white robe.
所以我们看这是多么的荣耀的一件事情。
We could see how glorious this is.
所以难怪圣经说这些人都是从大患当中出来的。
And that's why the Bible says these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
这个值得我们来学习、效法、思考的一件事情。
This is something that we need to learn and to ponder.
但是在我们的实际生活当中呢？
But in our daily life,
弄脏衣服是难免的。
There are times that we will dirty our clothes.
有一天呢，我才刚换成一件新的裤子呢。
One day, I just had my clean pants on.
才刚换上的新的衣服啊，刚洗过的了。
And I just had that pants washed.
到了晚上以后才发现，什么裤管上啊？有一滴啊，黑黑的。
And then at night, I realized, how come there is a black spot on my pants?
那什么时候自己弄脏也不清楚啊。
And I don't recall when I dirty that pants.
所以不是故意去弄脏啊。
So I did not deliberately to try to soil that pant.
所以有些时候会不小心弄脏自己的衣服。
So sometimes we might accidentally dirty our pants.
我们看以前大祭司约书亚，他也是把自己的衣服弄脏的。
And we know that in the past, High Priest Joshua, he also dirty his clothes.
所以连大祭司啊，是整天在神服侍的人呢。
So he even a high priest that served God all day long.
他是跟神最接近的人。
That he is the closest to God.
一样，他还把衣服弄脏了。
But yet, he also dirty his clothes.
那可能在他自己来说，他觉得他做得很好啊。
Maybe he thought that he has done a good job.
他不曾把衣服弄脏啊。
That he have kept his clothes always clean.
但是在神的面前，他的衣服却是脏的。
But in the eyes of God, that clothes is dirty.
所以圣经说，我们所行的义啊，在神的面前啊，都是污秽的。
So the Bible says all the righteousness that we have done in the eyes of God, they are all defiled.
请看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 64.
以赛亚书六十四章的第六节。
Isaiah 64 verse 6.
第六节。
Isaiah 64 verse 6.
六十四章第六节
，Isaiah 64 verse 6，
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义啊，都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子啊，渐渐枯干。人都是很软弱的
，Men are often weak，
啊，都是血肉之躯啊。
That we have this physical body，
虽然是我们经过很多的努力。
So maybe we have a strife heart in our life.
像大祭司约书亚一样。
Just like the high priest Joshua.
他可能天天啊在献祭。
Maybe he have made offering every day.
那献祭的意思就是要想办法跟神接近。
And to make sacrifices is to draw closer to God.
不管他是为自己洁净还是为百姓来洁净。
Whether it's for the cleansing of himself or the people of Israel.
在神的眼中看起来，在人的眼中看起来，他是很追求的人。
And in the eyes of men, it seems that he is very pious.
但是在神的眼中看起来还是不够的。
But in the eyes of God, that is not enough.
还是污秽的。
It is still filthy.
因为神是至圣的。
Because God is holy.
那个神的圣洁啊，让我们很难想象的。
That God's holy is hard for us to fathom.
那我们要怎么样来达到圣洁呢？
So how do we reach that holiness?
保持自己的衣服干净。
How to keep our clothes clean?
那当然靠人的修养是没有办法达到的。
Of course, with our own doing, we cannot reach it.
请看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章二十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 22.
耶利米书第二章二十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse
22。你虽用剪多用肥皂洗涤，你罪孽的痕迹仍然在我面前显出。这是主说的。我们看人的罪恶，虽然用很多努力想办法把它洗干净。
So we have tried every method to wash clean our sin.
虽然用最好的肥皂，用最好的方法来想办法洗干净。
Maybe we use the best soap to clean ourselves.
我们罪孽的痕迹还是在的。
But our sin, our iniquity is still marked there before God.
那换句话说，靠着人的努力是没有办法的。
So which means that, through our human method, we cannot accomplish that cleanliness.
所以只能够靠耶稣基督的宝血洗净。
So we know that only through the blood of Christ that we could be cleansed.
我们每天呢，可能在犯错得罪神。
So we might commit iniquities every day.
不管是我们知道，我们不知道的。有些事我们知道，我们有些事我们不知道的。
Whether we knew or we don't know.
我们不知道的，在神的面前还是有罪的。
Even those things that we did not realize, in the eyes of God, it is still sin.
因此有些时候就是靠别人的提醒。
So sometimes we might need others to warn us.
提醒以后呢，我们在主人面前就承认自己的不对。
Then once we are notified, then we should repent in front of God of our sin.
那主耶稣的宝血又要再一次洗净我们的罪。
Then God's blood will once again wash away our iniquities.
请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to John, First John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第九节。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。所以主耶稣的宝血不如在洗礼的时候有功效。
So God's blood is not just effective during baptism.
那事实上是在我们每天生活呢都是有功效的。
In reality, it is effective on every day in our life.
所以这里所说，我们就是承认自己的不义。
So just like this verse says that if we confess our sins,
那神他要赦免我们的过犯。
Then God will forgive our sins.
怎么他洗净我们一切的不义呢？就是靠他的宝血呀。
And how does He cleanse all our iniquities? It is through His blood.
因此，我们为什么在洗礼的时候必须要接受活水的洗礼
？And this is why we receive the water baptism, living water baptism.
因为洗罪不是一次性的。
Because washing of sin is not one time.
那一天是把我们以前的罪过全部都洗净的。
That day of baptism is to wash away all our past sins.
可是我们还活在世界上。
But because we still live in this world.
还好，主耶稣基督的宝血仍然有功效。
then God, that His blood will continue to be effective in our life.
每天呢，在洗净我们的不义。
And every day, it will cleanse away our uncleanliness.
因此，启示录说，那些得胜的人，为什么他们会得胜？
And that's why in Revelation says, why are those who who come out of this great tribulation?
那不是说自己的灵修很好啊。
It's not because they have great the spirituality.
也不是说自己五点半就起来祷告啊。
Not because they wake up at 5:30 in the morning to pray.
啊，这些都是很好。
Oh yes, these are all good.
但是最主要因素啊，就是因为靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
But most important reason is that they rely on the blood of Christ.
啊，请看启示录的十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录十二章第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10.
我听见在天上有大声音说啊，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为他在我们神的面前作为控告我们的弟兄的已经被摔下去了。十一节，弟兄胜过他们，能够胜过，能够得胜，是因为羔羊的血和自己所做的见证，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。所以这些弟兄们能够胜过啊，能够胜过他们每天的考验。
So these brethren were able to overcome their test.
就是因为靠着羔羊的血。
It is because they rely on their victory over because of the blood of Christ.
因为人本来就不是完全的。
Because men are not perfect.
我们都会犯错。
That we will often make mistakes.
啊，大错小错。
Whether big or small mistakes.
有时候我们的错呢，不会伤害到别人。
Sometimes our mistake will not affect others.
啊，是我们动机。
It may be our motives.
啊，我们的心思意念不圣洁。
It is our unclean thoughts.
我们的自私。
It is our selfishness.
但是这些在神面前也是不义的。
But all these in the eyes of God is unrighteous.
就是要靠耶稣基督的宝血来。一次再次洗净我们的过犯。
And it is through the blood of Christ that once again it will cleanse our sin.
要洗净过犯以后，就不会再被魔鬼所控告。
And then once we are washed again, then we will not be accused by the accuser.
因为我们良心已经被主的宝血洗净的。
Because our heart has been washed by a conscience being washed by the blood of Christ.
啊，当我们良心还有罪恶感的时候。
But if we still have that sinful feeling in our consciousness,
还有罪感，就是还好像主耶稣还没有赦免的时候。
It feels like our sin is not totally been forgiven by God.
那个时候可能就是魔鬼在控告的时候。
That may be the time that this Satan is accusing us.
所以我们要相信耶稣基督的宝血。
So we need to believe in the blood of Christ.
我们有错了没关系，就来到主的面前承认我们的过犯。
Yeah, if we commit iniquity, we come in front of God to admit to that iniquity.
啊，不要经常在难过，不要经常难过。
And don't feel sad.
啊，现在呢，耶稣宝血要洗净我们。
Now the blood of Christ will cleanse us.
所以那个控告我们魔鬼的，他就没有办法再控告我们。
So the accuser will no longer able to accuse us.
啊，他请看回来启示录第七章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7,
15节
verse 15,
说这些经过大患难中出来的人，把衣服洗净了。那十五节
verse 15,
所以他们在神的宝座前坐在他殿中侍奉他，坐在宝座的要让帐幕来披覆他们，他们不再饥，不再渴，日夺和炎热也不伤害他们。十七节
17.
那因为宝座中的羔羊并牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，他们必神必擦去他们一切的眼泪。那从患难中出来的人把衣服洗干净的。
So those who came out of the great tribulation have washed clean of their clothes.
因为他们是得胜的一群。
Because they are the victorious group.
所以他们就有办法。有资格在宝座前来观看神呢。
And therefore they are worthy to serve God in front of his throne.
在宝座前当然就能够看到坐在宝座上的神。
And in front of the throne, they are able to see God.
就能够看到神的荣美。
To see the beautiful glory of God.
所以大卫他经常祷告啊。
And therefore David often prayed.
啊，他说他求神啊，能够求神能够让他在殿里头看到神的荣美。
That he prayed that God could allow him to see his glorious beauty in the temple of God.
那为什么他必须要这样子祷告？
And why did he pray that way?
请看诗篇的二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
第一节。
27 verse 1.
诗篇二十七篇的第一节。
Psalm 27 verse 1.
神是我的亮光，我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？神是我性命的保障，我还惧怕谁呢？第二节
Verse 2.
那作恶的就是我的仇敌，前来吃我的肉的时候就要绊倒扑倒。第三节，那虽然军兵安宁攻击我，我的心啊也不害怕，虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍然安稳。第四节
Verse 4.
那有一件事我曾经求过神，我仍然要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。那第五节就是因为在遭遇患难的时候、啊、神要保守他，所以我们看当时大卫为什么有这一篇的诗篇。
So we from verse chapter 27 verse 1 to 5 we could see why David made the psalm that time.
因为他在患难当中啊。
Because he was in tribulation.
所以他患难当中，他自己想说要怎么样才能够得胜这个患难。
And he's thinking how to overcome this tribulation.
啊，这个患难就是有很多敌人呢，就包围着他。
This tribulation is that he has many enemies surrounding him.
每天都在向他吼叫。
And every day they were roaring against him.
啊，想办法要来伤害他。
And they try to harm him.
来威胁他的生命。
And to harm his life.
当然，这是很吓人的。
Of course, that is scary.
谁愿意天天被人来威胁呢
？Why？Who would want to be harmed by others?
啊，当我们被威胁的时候，我们要怎么办
？But when we are being threatened by others, what do we do?
所以他说啊，就求神啊，能够啊住在神的殿中来瞻仰神的荣美。
And that's why he said that I pray to God that I may dwell in the house of God all the days of his life and behold his glory.
因为当他看到神的荣美的时候
，Because when he behold the beauty of God.
他就再也看不到自己的患难、自己的痛苦。
Then he will not see his own tribulations and his harm.
他再也看不到自己的需求。
He will not no longer see his needs.
因为他已经看到神的荣美。
Because he has seen the beauty of the Lord.
他也忘记了他自己是谁。
That he has forgotten who he is.
因为他已经跟神的连接在一起了。
Because he has united with God.
所以得胜的人很幸福啊
！So the one that are victorious is very blessed.
他们整天在神的宝座前观看神的荣美。
That they stand in front of God to witness His glory.
所以我们再回想起来，这些人为什么会得胜
？So let's think about why does these people are victorious?
不是说他们的存款很多。
It's not because they have a lot of money in their bank.
能够让他们天天的。过着很享受的生活。
That they could live a luxurious life.
这些人啊，是从患难当中出来的。
But these are the people that came out of great tribulation.
我们刚刚所读过的希伯来书啊，就知道他们的环境是多么的艰难。
We read in Hebrew that what kind of tribulation that they went through.
我们今天几个人像他们。
How many of us have gone through that tribulation?
我们的患难跟他们比啊，是小巫见大巫，我们怎不能够跟他们比的
？Our tribulation is such a small case, a piece of cake.
所以圣经就是要告诉我们，我们应该感恩呐。
So Bible teach us that we have to thank God.
就是有那么的一天的时候。
Even when there is that day,
我们还是有希望的。
We still have hope.
我们就在神的殿中来瞻仰神的荣美。
We dwell in the temple of God to witness His glory.
我们很自然的，不需要透过什么特别方法，就很自然的，我们就会看不到自己的痛苦、自己的患难。
Naturally, in that situation, we will not see our own tribulation and our own troubles.
好像使提凡啊，当时他被圣灵充满。
Just like Stephen, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
他就看到神的荣耀，看到天开的。
He saw the glory of God. He saw the heaven opened.
结果他就忘记啊，他就忘记那些要伤害他的人。 忘记那些要用石头打他的人。
And he forgot and forgave those that is stoning him to death.
他就能够消除他内心的仇恨了。
And he was able to let go the hatred in his heart.
他说看不到那些要伤害他的人。
He doesn't see those people that are harming him.
所以他才能够赦免他们的过犯。
Therefore, he was able to forgive their sins.
所以我们要多多在灵里祷告的时候，看到神的荣美。
So we need to pray in spirit to see the glory of God.
就能够帮助我们超越患难。
Then it will help us to surpass our troubles.
那第七章，那你又说啊，他们昼夜在侍奉神。
Then in Revelation chapter 7 also mentioned that they serve God day and night.
那为什么他们昼夜在侍奉神
？Why do they worship God day and night？
那为什么有这种人呢
？And why are there people like that？
哦，我们看到昼夜哦。
It was day and night.
本来晚上是要睡觉的嘿。
Usually we sleep at night.
可是那一些人，他们昼夜都在侍奉神。
But those people serve God day and night.
我们来看一段圣经，就知道说那些人的心情，为什么他们有办法昼夜在侍奉神。
So let's read a verse to see why do they have that mentality and endurance to serve God day and night.
好，请看诗篇121篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇121篇。
Psalm 121.
第四节
Verse 4
第四节
Verse 4
一百二十一篇的第四节
Psalm 121 verse 4
保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉所以我们看保护以色列的他不睡觉的这一天二十四个小时都在保护着他的选民
So we could see that here it says Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep
尤其这些在信仰上追求，因为这是上行之事啊，在信仰上追求要到耶路撒冷朝圣的这些人。
This is a song of ascent. So these are the people that are going up to Jerusalem to worship God.
所以凡是想要追求接近神的人，神就会保护他们，不分昼夜。
And therefore, those who want to pursue the Lord and to go towards the Lord, closer to the Lord, God will keep them. Day and night.
所以神是那么爱护他的选民呢。
So God loves His people.
再继续看一百三十二篇啊，诗篇一百三十二篇。
Let's also turn to Psalm 132.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Psalm 132 verse 4.
这边说，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。第五节
Verse 5
那只等到我为神寻得所在为雅各的大能者寻得居所就是要为着神的约柜找一个安歇的地方
So here is talking about that they are looking for a resting place for the Ark of Covenant
那这个是作者的决心呢
And this is the author's determination
那为什么作者他有这种决心呢
Why does this author have this determination?
他说甚至我不容我的眼睛睡觉
He said that I will not allow myself to sleep and my eyes slumber
也不容许我的眼目打盹
And nor slumber to my eyelids
那么换句话说昼夜都要为神来寻为这个约柜来寻得一个安歇的地方
Which means that day and night he is seeking a place for the Ark of Covenant
那他第一个他们要打听看看约柜在哪里
They first need to see where is this Ark of Covenant
结果约柜在第六节所说的在耶利基林
And so they were looking for the ark, and in verse 6, they found that it is in Ephrathah.
这个地方是一个很偏远的地方啊。
This is a very rural place.
因为神啊，就是昼夜的在保护那些人啊，那些爱他的人。
So God is continuously, daily protecting his beloved people.
所以叫使得作者他也愿意昼夜的为着神的约柜来努力。
And that's why this author is willing to strive to look for the Ark of Covenant day and night.
昼夜为着神的约柜来尽一点心力。
And day and night is serve the Lord.
因为他回报神的爱
Because they want to repay the love of God.
所以这些得胜的人，他们为什么能够昼夜站在神面前来侍奉神？
And so this is why that these people that are victorious able to serve God day and night.
因为这些人呢，明白神的心意。
Because they know the will of God.
就好像圣经在描写大卫王。
Just like how the Bible described King David.
说他。在世的时候，是一心的来寻求神的心意。
That in his life he seek the will of God，
来侍奉神
，and to serve the Lord，
来服侍当世代当时世代的人
，and to serve the people of God。
所以怎么来明白神的心意
？And how do we understand the will of God？
就是要服侍弟兄姐妹呢。
That is to serve brothers and sisters。
服侍当时世代的人。
And to serve the generation, that generation.
我这个世代的人就是大家。
Our current generation is everyone here.
我们都是活在这个世代的人。
We all live in this generation.
2018年，现在是2018年。
2018.
我们都是至少是活在2018年的人。
So we live in this year 2018.
所以就是要服侍这些人，现在我们所看得到的这些人。
So we need to serve those that we could see.
那圣经说，只要是不能够爱我们眼睛所看到的弟兄姐妹。
So the Bible says, if we cannot love those who our eyes could see,
那怎么能够说他是爱主呢
？Then how could we say that we love God？
所以，凡是坐在弟兄中最小的一个，就是坐在主的身上。
So if we do this thing to the least among the brothers, then we do it to the Lord.
所以，神的心意是什么？
So what is the will of God?
就是要我们来服侍教会的众弟兄姐妹。
It is for us to serve one another.
那启示录的第七章又说啊，神要用帐幕来庇护他们。
And in verse Revelation chapter 7 also mentioned that God will use His tabernacle to cover them.
所以这些人呢，就不再饥渴。
So that they will no longer be thirst.
本来饥渴是人的一种生理自然的现象。
Because thirsty is a natural phenomenon in our physical body.
也是一个很健康的表现呢。
And it is also a healthy reflection.
一个孩子只要不吃饭的话，那我们大人也会烦恼啊。
And if a child doesn't eat or drink, we will be worried.
假如他有一天呢，突然停止有饥渴的需求。
And if one day that they're not thirsty anymore,
大人也会烦恼的。
We will also be worried.
所以这些人啊，这些人他们不会再饥渴。
So these people will no longer be thirsty.
也就是不会再有物质上的欲求了。
So that means that they will not have this physical needs.
因为神的本身已经够他们享受了。
Because God already give them sufficient blessings.
那神本身呢，也能够安排他们呢，供给他们物质上的需要。
And God will provide for their daily needs.
这个是很幸福的。
This is a blessing.
能够知足常乐。
This is to be content and be joyful.
那日头炎热也不会伤害他们。
And that the sun shall not strike them.
那日头炎热是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have sun and heat to strike them?
那请看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
十七章第七节。
Verse 7.
十七章的第七节。
Chapter 17, verse 7.
倚靠主以神为可靠的那人有福了。第八节，他必像树在于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。这边提到倚靠神的人要像怎么样子
？Here it says that those who trust in the Lord, what will happen to them？
说必像树在于水旁。
It says that it shall be like a tree planted by the water。
那这个是常识的判断，都知道的，很容易明白的。树在于水旁的话，它就很有生命啊。
This is a common understanding that if the tree is planted by the water, it will have a long life.
那叶子就不会枯干了。
And the leaf shall not wither.
所以就是炎热来到，它也不怕。
And even when there's heat comes, that it will not be afraid.
那按照本来的意思啊，就是说炎热来到，他也看不见了，就是有困难来临，他也看不见的。
And in the original text, it means that even when there is trouble that comes, it will not see it.
因为他不需要去看炎热了。
Because it does not need to worry about this heat.
他不去看他周围的环境。
He does not fear what's the surroundings.
因为他被扎于溪水旁。
Because it is planted by the water.
只要有水的话，附近的环境是，这天气怎么样，他不用去烦恼的。
As long as there's water, they will not have to worry about the surroundings.
困难来临，他也看不见。
When there's trouble comes, that it will not see.
那这个是一个极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
我们看马其顿众教会本来是非常贫穷的教会的。
We see that the churches in Macedonia they are very poor.
他们不但是贫穷。
Not only are they physically poor,
而且在大患难当中，要是受试炼的时候，
and they are also in great tribulation under great suffering.
已经很贫穷了。
They are already in poverty.
在贫穷线底下的底下，不晓得几层了。
They are worse than poverty.
啊，但是他们没有看到自己的贫穷。
But they did not see that poverty.
他们还很乐意的去帮助别人。
That they are even willing to extend their help.
假如他们看到自己贫穷的话，
if they see their own poverty,
他们哪里会去帮助别人？
How are they able to extend their hands out to help others?
我都没饭吃了，怎么去帮助你啊？
I don't even have meal to eat, and how am I going to go help you?
你们还要来帮助我呢？
You have to come and help me.
大家感谢神。
But thank God.
所以圣经说这是神的恩典。保罗说我要把神给马其顿众教会的恩典来告诉你们。
Paul says that I shall tell you the blessing that God have given to the church in Macedonia.
自己很贫穷要看不见自己的贫穷。
That they have seen their poverty but yet they don't see it.
所以这些人已经是超过已经是看不到他们物质上的需求。
They have already transcend above their physical needs.
这种人啊，是很有福气的。
These are the people that are blessed.
因为他们的生活已经神把他们放在高处啊，让他们行在高处。
Because God have already put them on high and live on high.
让他们能够超越困难。
That they could surpass all troubles.
所以神会擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And so here God said, God will wipe away their tears.
让他们享受新天新地。
That they will see new heaven and earth.
说再没有悲哀痛苦啊。
That no more sorrow and no more hardship.
他们的心啊是多么的清啊。
That their heart is clean.
好像刚刚领诗人说啊，我们假如能够把我们的心拿出来洗一洗，那是多么的快乐的一件事情呢。
Just like the hymn leader says that if we could take our heart to be clean, how wonderful that is.
那自己不能够拿出来洗的话，没关系，就是求主是把我们心再拿出来洗一洗。
So if we can do it ourselves, we ask God to take it out and wash it for us.
啊，让我们都能够做一位得胜的人。
So that we could be live a life of victorious life.
能够看到神的荣美。
To see the glory of God.
能够来侍奉神，能够服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
To serve God and serve brothers and sisters.
我们不再饥，不再渴。
That we no longer thirst or hungry.
啊，日头炎热都不再伤害我们。
The sun and the heat shall not strike us.
我们就能够穿。白色的衣服
then we can wear that white garment.
是很幸福的一件事情。
This is a blessing from God.
而且最快乐的一件事情。
And it is a joyful thing.
再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
176首。
176.